Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Breathers,
what up?
What's
mouth
going on?
Breather.
Katie was over here trying to tell us that Doc Martens are back in style.
They are.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
She's like, my grandmother told me.
No,
they're not. Nobody's walking around in Doc Martens.
For real? No, I was. They are so in style that they even had the anti-theft tag on them. Like they're not.
Actually, they're real leather. They're real leather.
That you were. We shouldn't say. We shouldn't say where you were.
People seem to lift from that store.
We shouldn't say
where you were. The store where you stand in line for a really long time. We can say that. Like the lines at that store are always ridiculously long.
They have security at the door.
They
at certain locations.
You know, you dress for less. We'll put it out that way.
Oh,
people know.
No,
I came into. I was shopping and I came across those. I almost bought them.
How much were they?
I was with my friend. $50. I almost threw down 50 bones for those shoes. And my friend was like, try them on.
Those are usually like a buck 50.
Try them on. They are. Yeah. Like those are nice. Doc Martens is a nice brand of shoe, but I tried them on and I was like, that is screaming old man. Like for me, I just look like I had, you know, bought myself a brand new pair of loafers.
Oh, you gotta get the big baggy jeans kind of to wear with them.
But even that, like I was wearing, you know, jeans that should have looked all right with it, but it did not. So I didn't end up buying them. But man, did it bring back memories. Like I put a little video of it up in our stories and you can vote on whether or not you used to wear them back in the day. But I just was like, it was a total throwback for me. And it got all in my feels. I'm like, I remember. And do you remember the boots too, Jer? Not just the loafer shoes, but they had the boots.
The boots were the it bomb.
Exactly.
A little above the ankle, I think. Yeah.
They look like almost combat boots.
They have
like
the thickest sole I've ever seen.
Yeah, they,
like,
have
they will never, you'll never run out of sole in your shoes.
And the yellow stitching on them.
Yes,
and,
the
you know, they still got a website. They're up and at it. Still, people are still buying Doc Martens.
They have a Doc Martens store at Cherry Creek. I know that.
I'm saying. This is the thing.
I feel like you should have bought them.
No, I could. Like, honestly, they did not look good on me. They didn't look like. I can show you my senior pictures. I am wearing Doc Martens and overalls. So I this is part of my childhood, my past, and it immediately brought back all the feels. I love when that happens, when you're like, oh my gosh, fashion is back, you know?
Yeah, well. I was about right. About $150 for that style off their website. So I would run back and get those immediately and flip them.
And
throw them right onto Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. But it just shocked me to even see them. Like, it's one of those things that you forgot they existed until they come into your field of vision. And you're like, oh my gosh, like, I remember you.
Now I got to find me some overalls and a snap bracelet immediately.
And a scrunchie.
Immediately. I had a scrunchie. Crunchy.
I
Josh,
bet you
how did.
Did
you know?
Okay. I bet.
So from what I understand, both of you guys were out and about doing your little walks and runs yesterday.
Yeah.
Had anything crazy go on? Seems like every time you guys go out, something goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me pretend like I don't know what you're going to talk about.
Well, I know. Yeah. I went on a different path than I normally do yesterday.
Really? Tell me more.
And it was interesting because I was running past it. My path turns into like a dirt path, and I was going down this pathway, and I'm just doing my little run, and I see like a group of trees that almost look like an entryway to like what could be some people's place that they stay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it turns out there were people behind these trees, and
they were camping,
like an Airbnb,
or were they making out?
What was it?
No, they were.
Smashing.
No, not at that point.
Smashing the meth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smashing the meth.
I think they were using it as a little hideout. And it caught me so off guard because the area that I was running was not a place, like, it's not in Denver. It's not a place that you would see people that are doing that.
Lone Tree.
Yes. And I was so caught off guard. And then there was a little, I don't know if she was like keeping watch or whatever, but she was.
She was the lookout.
We got a runner.
Kind
we
of.
We got a like, runner.
That's what I was kind of thinking. And like, you can tell.
Straighten up.
It's a pretty one.
We got a runner.
You can just tell when.
Act normal.
Someone is on something. And she was so like twitchy and flinchy. And I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah. Gummy. She was all like nothing but gums.
The saddest part was like, she was really young. Like,
that's horrible.
And so. But
well, now
like,
I feel bad for me.
I know. It was very interesting to see because I run and then like I feel bad because I look behind me because I'm like, I have my headphones and I'm like, honestly, I don't know if they're chasing me for some money for
they could shank you.
Yeah, I really don't know. I was very
so
close
you took
to
off.
So I'm still just continuing my jog. Might have picked up speed a little bit.
Kicked
but
in the afterburners.
I look behind me to see if anybody's you know chasing after me, and they're all just staring at me. So I felt even more awkward.
They're not
I was
like,
run. Oh gosh, we made eye contact.
Don't
you always
worry.
Have to look behind you though, right? Like I know
I feel
do.
Like you do.
When
do you?
I pass people, oh my god! And then I'm always thinking in my head like, gosh, if they want to. You know, get me. Now's the time because I'm running.
I'm
and
exhausted.
Out of breath.
Yes.
Know, yeah.
Hey, I thought I'm not a woman that I know of, and you know, I feel that way sometimes if I'm running and I pass like a couple street toughs.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, now's the time. They could turn around and get me.
Well, and I'm just hoping, like, now's the time I'm going to get that burst of adrenaline everybody always talks about, right? Like, when it's like fight or flight, you're like, rah, you can lift a building. Like, that's what I'm hoping that happens. Like,
the building?
How would it be?
Yes.
Not just today, street tough.
Turn into She-Hulk over here.
She's bright
the
green.
The adrenaline. Like, it just
she's
kicks
glowing.
In.
She's
comes
glowing.
Out of nowhere.
Running in her Doc Martens. Not today.
You can't run in your dogs.
Come.
Back to those soles.
Kick you right in the face with those soles. Just with the doctor order.
Coming at you.
Ninja kick.